Hello, everyone. Brian and Julian here. We're going into the update vault to play one of the many episodes from throughout the many years of this program. For today's episode, we go into the world of 2021, continuing the pandemic era of the program. 2021 was still a weird year. We were still finding out the mysteries about the coronavirus, and we were still out on the road in the middle of a pandemic, no less. But somehow, we find a way to just make the whole thing work. Oh, and one last thing about this episode. After the show aired, one of my former producers, who happened to be listening to the show at the time, called me up and actually invited me out to lunch. How about that?
Good afternoon from Ocean Breeze Park in the Ocean Breeze section of Staten Island. On the update this Saturday, restaurants in the city remain closed for table and bar service, of course, but some are bending the rules meant to curb infections by encouraging customers to linger outside for an extra round or two of takeout cocktails. We'll have the latest details. In the protests over the death of George Floyd, the mayor in the city said that both protesters and police officers are going to be held accountable for the acts of violence that descended into chaos and left people bloodied and vehicles burned. Major League Baseball wants to ban mascots should the sport resume this season, but there's a blueprint that MLB could follow that explains why mascots fit in barren ballparks. And despite more storms in the forecast, two NASA astronauts have begun making their way to the launch pad for another attempt at a history-making ride into orbit aboard a rocket ship built by the SpaceX company. Forecasters are putting the odds of acceptable conditions at 50-50 for this afternoon's planned liftoff. This is the update, Saturday, May the 30th, 2020.
This is the update with Brandy Julian. Reporting tonight on the road.
And a very pleasant Saturday to you. Brandon Julian here, the host of The Update. Podcast exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel. Today's road stop is Ocean Breeze Park in the Ocean Breeze section of Staten Island. We're actually sandwiched in between a couple of different sections. We are near Dongan Hills Aerochar. And there was one other section, Dongan Hills, Aerochar, and Midland Beach sections. We're all sandwiched in between those three sections of this island. We have a lot of news, of course, to get to this Saturday, including, of course, the latest coronavirus developments. We're going to begin this Saturday with the restaurants. They remain closed for table and bar service in the city, of course. But some are bending the rules that have been meant to curb infections by encouraging customers to linger outside for an extra round or two of takeout cocktails. Elsewhere around the city, clothing stores and a tanning salon have sought to reopen early. Signs that some New Yorkers are itching to catch up with other parts of the country that are freeing up their economies. We told you yesterday to mark your calendars because the governor said during his daily briefing that the city is on track to begin reopening on June 8th as the state is gradually loosening restrictions that have been put in place to curb the spread. He said that the city is still meeting the goals for hospital rates and testing. They'll have to stockpile PPEs and will focus on infection rates in hotspots by zip code. Also yesterday, a large swath of upstate New York got the go-ahead to reopen hair salons, retail shops, and offices under strict guidelines. State experts have cleared the North Country, Finger Lakes, Central New York, and Mohawk Valley in the southern tier to enter the second reopening phase. New York has reported 67 new virus deaths yesterday. down the Jersey Shore from us in Atlantic City in New Jersey, the outbreak could lead to a quicker expansion of sports betting and internet gambling in the U.S. as states are dealing with huge budget deficits. So far, 18 states and the District of Columbia offer sports betting, and 4 of them offer internet gambling. And numerous others are likely to follow soon. New York State Senator Joseph Abbato said that his state has a multi-billion dollar deficit due largely to the virus outbreak. He wants to approve mobile sports betting. Ohio is among states moving forward with gambling expansion bills. And the gambling industry experts say that the virus is accelerating trends that were already in motion, including a growing acceptance of sports and online gambling. And we've also been telling you about how residents at the isolation hotels in this city are being drained by the solitude, with one guest recovering from COVID-19 describing the loneliness as, quote, crippling. Hotels across New York have been transformed from tourist destinations to desolate barracks, and the city has plans to open at least 1,200 rooms for quarantine by Monday. Many, though, are staying longer than the suggested 14-day isolation period, and the extended seclusion is wearing on residents, who include those recovering from COVID-19 and frontline workers that are concerned with transmitting the virus at home. Air Force veteran Richard Schuster spent about a month at an isolation hotel in Times Square and said that the experience, quote, can really break somebody. There is other news of this Saturday to address. We will address those when the update with Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just 30 seconds.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Some of the other news of this Saturday. There, of course, were numerous protests over the death of George Floyd, particularly a one in Brooklyn where a police car was burned. A police car was burned and Molotov cocktails were thrown. The mayor, in his briefing today, said that both protesters and police officers are going to be held accountable for the acts of violence at that demonstration in Brooklyn that descended into chaos that left people bloodied and vehicles burned. The protest, of course, was one of many around the country over the killing of George Floyd by a police officer in Minnesota. It started off peacefully, but problems flared after several thousand people faced off with a force of officers on the streets around the Barclays Center. De Blasio said that he was upset by videos of protests being handled violently by police and by demonstrators who destroyed police vehicles and hurled objects at officers. More demonstrations were being planned today. In Atlanta, protesters, they burned businesses in Minneapolis. They smashed police cars and windows in Atlanta, broke into police headquarters in Portland, Oregon, and chanted curses at President Trump outside the White House. Thousands also demonstrated peacefully, demanding justice for George Floyd, a black man who died after a white officer pressed a knee into his neck. As the anger over Floyd's killing spreads to cities nationwide, local leaders increasingly said that they could need help from the National Guardsmen or even military police to contain the unrest. The governor of Georgia declared a state of emergency earlier today to activate the state National Guard as violence flared in Atlanta. And Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler also declared an emergency and ordered a nighttime curfew for the city. Back here in New York City, A woman who says that Harvey Weinstein raped her when she was 17 is now among four plaintiffs in a new lawsuit against the imprisoned movie mogul. The lawsuit that was filed on Thursday in New York State Court is the latest action accusing him of decades of sexual behavior. The woman is now 43 and alleges that Weinstein forced her to disrobe, demanded she perform a sex act, and raped her in a hotel room in 1994. Weinstein's lawyer said he intends to defend against the claims in the new lawsuit, but some of the claims date back even earlier than that. We told you about how the NYPD is now saying that a man that was shot by officers last month after he menaced them with a knife and an antique gun died of the virus just 5 days after he was wounded. Ricardo Cardona was only 55. Body camera footage released back on Thursday of the April 1st shooting shows Cardona asking officers to shoot him as he ignored orders to drop the weapons. Cardona later told officers that he wanted to die because he had recently tested positive for the virus. And police have identified a woman whose skeletal remains were found along a suburban New York Beach highway in an area where body parts of 10 other people had been strewn. Suffolk County police say that the woman, previously known as Jane Doe No. 6, was identified as Valerie Mack. Mack, who also went by Melissa Taylor, was a Philadelphia escort who went missing about 2 decades ago. Police said back on Thursday that she was identified through genetic genealogy technology. Police Commissioner Geraldine Hart said that determining the victim's identity has brought clarity to a long-running Long Island mystery that has attracted national headlines, was featured on crude crime TV shows, and even was the subject of a recent Netflix film. Time for us to step aside for a moment. When we return on the update this Saturday from Ocean Breeze Park, in the Ocean Breeze section, but sandwiched between three other sections, we'll help you get around with the MTA Essential Service Plan. We're going to talk sports and tell you how if MLB wants to ban mascots, should the sport resume this season, but there's a blueprint that they could follow that explains why mascots fit in the barren ballparks. We'll talk about what happened on this day in history. And then we will address the latest national news, including how despite more storms in the forecast, two NASA astronauts, they've begun making their way to the launch pad for another attempt at a history-making ride into orbit aboard a rocket ship built by the SpaceX company. We will address that and more when the update with Brandon Julian OTR, podcast exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just a moment.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Have you noticed lately how empty everything is? Empty streets, empty stores, empty schools. But I'm trying to change these empty times by being full of gratitude. Gratitude means saying thanks to the garbage collector, the medical providers, and all those who are helping every day. Things may appear empty around us, but when we're filled with gratitude, nothing is completely empty inside us. Gratitude is in you. From PassItOn.com.
From New York City, doing business in the same location since 1904, this is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies. It's time for traffic and weather together.
Because the MTA is running an essential service plan for essential employees only, service on most lines will be running a frequency of at least every 10 to 30 minutes. Also, there is no scheduled service on the B, Grand Central Shuttle, W, and Z trains. For alternate service, you can use the 7C, D, J, N, Q, or R trains. As a reminder, the subway is closed every night from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. for disinfecting and deep cleaning of trains and stations. For alternate service to get around during those hours, visit nta.info/overnight.
Now, with the latest scores and highlights, it's time for the sports update.
Let us talk some sports on this Saturday. Out of Philadelphia, Major League Baseball, they want a bad mascot should the sport resume this season. But there is a blueprint that MLB could follow that explains why mascots fit in barren ballparks. Mascots remained a staple of baseball games in Taiwan and South Korea. China's baseball league barred spectators over concerns of spreading the new virus in a crowded space, but the league decided it was safe to let in cheerleaders and costumed mascots. MLB mascots kept busy, though, during quarantine. Mr. Met cleaned windows. Wally the Green Monster recorded virtual messages for charity. Dave Raymond is a former Philly Fanatic mascot and now a mascot consultant. He says every mascot is, quote, essential because of its ability to connect and distract with fun. And there are four-year colleges that are facing budget shortfalls because of the outbreak, and they've eliminated nearly 100 sports programs. Critics say some of those sports might have survived if decision makers had considered the benefits those sports brought to the schools as a whole. Former University of Idaho president Chuck Staben argues that athletes in sports that award partial scholarships often pay more than the value of their scholarships for tuition. He says that's especially important at a time when enrollment declines are accelerating because of the pandemic. When we return on the update this Saturday from Ocean Breeze Park in the Ocean Breeze section, well, sandwiched in between three other sections, we'll talk about what happened on this day in history, and then we will address the latest national news, including, as if trips to the grocery store weren't nerve-wracking enough, shoppers across the U.S. have lately seen the cost of meat, eggs, and even potatoes soar as the virus has disrupted processing plants and distribution networks. We will address that and more when the update with Brandon Julian OTR, podcast exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just a moment.
Keep it tuned in to WKRB. The update returns in a moment.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
From New York, where kids eat for free, this is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Welcome back to The Update with Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel. Today's road stop, Ocean Breeze Park in the Ocean Breeze section, while also sandwiched in between the Midland Beach, Dongan Hills, and the Arrowchar sections. of Staten Island as well. Let me give you right now a little peek of what our stops are for next week. Monday, we're going to be over at Midland Beach, which is not too far from here. Tuesday, we're over at Tottenville, in the Tottenville section. On Wednesday, we're at Bayview Terrace Park. Thursday is Favor Park over in Richmond Terrace. And Friday is Heritage Park, also in Richmond Terrace. So just a tiny preview of what we have cooking this week as we are still continuing our Staten Island series worth of shows. Let's talk the latest national, what happened on this day in history, I should say, for this May the 30th. The highlight of his day came in 1989 when student protesters in Beijing erected a goddess of democracy in Tiananmen Square. The statue was destroyed in the Chinese government's crackdown. In 1431, the Joan of Arc, condemned as a heretic, was burned at the stake in Rouen, France. In 1883, 12 people were trampled to death in a stampede sparked by a rumor that the recently opened Brooklyn Bridge was in danger of collapsing. In 1911, the first Indy 500 took place at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The winner was Ray Heron, who drove a Marmon Watts for more than 6.5 hours at an average speed of 74 miles per hour and collected a prize of $10,000. In 1912, aviation pioneer Wilbur Wright, age 45, died at Dayton, Ohio, of typhoid fever more than 8 years after he and his brother Orville launched the first airplane. In 1922, the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. was dedicated in a ceremony attended by President Warren G. Harding, Chief Justice William Howard Taft, and Robert Todd Lincoln. In 1935, Babe Ruth played in his last Major League Baseball game for the Boston Braves, leaving after the first inning of the first game of a doubleheader against the Philadelphia Phillies. He won both games. Ruth announced his retirement 3 days later. In 1937, 10 people were killed when police fired on steelworkers demonstrating near the Republic Steel plant in South Chicago. In 1943, during World War II, American troops secured the Aleutian island of Attu from Japanese forces. In 1972, three members of the Japanese Red Army opened fire at Lod Airport in Tel Aviv in Israel, killing 26 people. Two attackers died, and the third was captured. In 1994, Mormon Church President Ezra Taft Benson died in Salt Lake City at the age of 94. In 1996, Britain's Prince Andrew and the former Sarah Ferguson were granted an uncontested degree, ending their 10-year marriage. And in 2002, a solemn, wordless ceremony marked the end of the agonizing cleanup at Ground Zero here in New York, 8.5 months after 9/11. When we return on the update this Saturday from Ocean Breeze Park in the Ocean Breeze section, well, sandwiched between three other sections, we will address the latest national news, including how more than 13,000 public school districts are facing the possibility of sharp budget cuts as state tax revenues have been declining because of the pandemic. We will address that and more in the update with Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive, also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just a moment.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Pass it on. This time of upheaval is causing me to look a little deeper inside myself, looking for some goodness. And this is what I've found. I'm more aware of my neighbor's well-being. I'm saying thanks to those who help keep my life as normal as possible. My mail carrier, my grocery cashier, my delivery person. I find myself caring about others instead of just looking out for myself. And oh, my goodness, does it feel good. Goodness is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
Hi, Cap. Alma wants to know, what is the census?
The census is a special time when we count every single person in the country.
Do kids and babies count, too?
Of course. Counting everyone in your home helps support your neighborhood by funding schools, hospitals, and more. So complete the census by calling, going online, or returning your form by mail. It's totally private.
Visit 2020census.gov and...
Make your family count!
Brought to you by Carnegie Corporation of New York and the Ad Council.
Listen to us on Mixcloud to learn more about the stories that matter to you. And did you miss out on any episode of The Update? Listen to us anytime at mixcloud.com/the WKRB update.
Welcome back to the update with Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive, also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel. Today's road stop, Ocean Breeze Park in the Ocean Breeze section, also sandwiched in between Midland Beach, Dongan Hills, and Arrowchar. let's address the latest national news on this Saturday. We'll begin in non-coronavirus developments down in Cape Canaveral in Florida, where despite more storms in the forecast, two NASA astronauts have begun making their way to the launch pad for another attempt at history. Into orbit aboard a rocket ship built by the SpaceX company. Forecasters are putting the odds of acceptable conditions at 50-50 for this afternoon's planned liftoff, the first launch of NASA astronauts from the U.S. in nearly a decade. SpaceX and NASA are monitoring the weather not just at Florida's Kennedy Space Center, but all the way up the East Coast and across the North Atlantic. The wind and waves need to be within limits in case the SpaceX Dragon crew capsule, carrying Doug Hurley and Bob Beneken, needs to make an emergency splashdown. They're headed to the International Space Station. Switching to coronavirus developments out in Des Moines in Iowa. As if your trips to the grocery store just weren't nerve-wracking enough, shoppers in the U.S. lately have been seeing the cost of meat, eggs, and even potatoes soar as the virus has disrupted processing plants and distribution networks. Overall, the cost of food bought to eat at home skyrocketed by the most in 46 years, and analysts are cautioning that meat prices in particular could remain high as slaughterhouses are struggling to keep workers healthy. While price spikes for staples such as eggs and flour have eased as consumer demand has leveled off, prices may remain volatile for carrots, potatoes, and other produce because of transportation issues and the health of workers who pick crops and work in processing plants. Down in Atlanta, more than 13,000 public school districts are facing the possibility of sharp budget cuts as state tax revenues are declining because of the pandemic. The budget trouble is also spoiling dreams of expanded funding and teacher pay raises across the country. Teachers' unions are pushing for more federal aid, and without it, researchers are warning of big teacher layoffs and worse learning outcomes. In one Georgia district, the school board's 1,700 employees will be furloughed for 10 unpaid days, with the school year contracting by 5 days. One researcher estimates that schools nationwide could be on track to lose nearly 320,000 teachers. And finally, in Washington, the European Union is now urging President Trump to rethink his decision to terminate the U.S. relationship with the World Health Organization, as spiking virus case numbers in India and elsewhere indicate that the pandemic is far from being contained. Trump has charged that the WHO didn't respond adequately to the pandemic and has accused the UN agency of being under China's, quote, total control. The head of the EU's executive arm asked Trump to reconsider. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen today said that, quote, actions that weaken international results must be avoided. And, quote, now is the time for enhanced cooperation and common solutions. Our thought for today is from Mark Van Doren, an American poet, born in 1894 and died in 1972. Our thought for today is, there are two statements about human beings that are true. All human beings are alike, and that all are different. On those two facts, all human wisdom is founded. I'll let you guys ponder on that. As we say, in the words of Walter Cronkite, that is the way it is. Saturday, May the 30th, 2020. That is the update on the Saturday from Ocean Breeze Park in the Ocean Breeze section. I'm Brandon Jewell, and we appreciate you joining us. And in the words of Roger Grimsby and Bill Butel, hopefully that your news is good news, I thank you very much for joining me. Good luck. Be safe. Be well. We're at Midland Beach on Monday, and I hope you can join.